Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Activity 1. Listen to a guide giving directions to tourists in an Irish town, items 1 to 4, and decide which point on the map, A to F, she's talking about. There are two letters you do not need. One.
The Writers' Museum, it's actually not far from here. Right now, you're in Botanic Gardens. So go straight up Botanic Avenue, turn right at St. George's Market, and it's only a 5-minute walk from there.
Two.
The National Art Gallery. Well, right now you're on Great Victoria Street and you need to get to Dublin Road, which runs behind St. Patrick's Cathedral, and it's there, right behind the cathedral.
Three.
The Toy Museum. Right now, you're in Castle Road and you need to get down to the Botanic Gardens. So, what you need to do is follow Great Victoria Street right to the end, and the Toy Museum is in between the Big Wheel and the Botanic Gardens, right on Botanic Avenue.
Four.
I'm not really sure where the Big Fish restaurant is, but I think it's near the riverbank, by the dry dock, you know, just off Great Victoria Street.
Listen again and check your answers. 1.
The Writers' Museum, it's actually not far from here. Right now, you're in Botanic Gardens. So go straight up Botanic Avenue, turn right at St. George's Market, and it's only a 5-minute walk from there.
Two.
The National Art Gallery. Well, right now you're on Great Victoria Street and you need to get to Dublin Road, which runs behind St. Patrick's Cathedral, and it's there, right behind the cathedral.
Three.
The Toy Museum. Right now, you're in Castle Road and you need to get down to the Botanic Gardens. So, what you need to do is follow Great Victoria Street right to the end, and the Toy Museum is in between the Big Wheel and the Botanic Gardens, right on Botanic Avenue.
Four.
I'm not really sure where the Big Fish restaurant is, but I think it's near the riverbank, by the dry dock, you know, just off Great Victoria Street.
Activity 2. Listen to a folktale from Africa and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
A traveller sees a fisherman sleeping in the shade of a tree. He wakes the sleeping man up and asks him why he isn't catching fish. "I already caught 2 fish for my family's evening meal," he says. But if you had a bigger net and worked longer, you could catch 10 fish, says the stranger. But I only need 2. What would I do with 10? Well, you could sell them. Do the same every day until you have enough money to buy a boat. And why would I do that? To catch even more fish. You could employ people and send them out to catch more. You would grow rich. And what would I do with the money? You could enjoy yourself. You could relax, sit and enjoy yourself and go to sleep in the shade. But isn't that what I'm doing now? Asks the fisherman.
Listen again and check your answers.
A traveler sees a fisherman sleeping in the shade of a tree. He wakes the sleeping man up and asks him why he isn't catching fish. "I already caught 2 fish for my family's evening meal," he says. "But if you had a bigger net and worked longer, you could catch 10 fish," says the stranger. "But I only need 2. What would I do with 10? "Well, you could sell them. Do the same every day until you have enough money to buy a boat." "And why would I do that?" "To catch even more fish. You could employ people and send them out to catch more. You would grow rich." "And what would I do with the money?" "You could enjoy yourself. You could relax, sit and enjoy yourself and go to sleep in the shade." "But isn't that what I'm doing now?" asks the fisherman.
Activity 3. Read items 8 to 10, listen to 3 telephone calls, and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item. Read item 8. Listen and respond. First telephone call.
Oh, morning. Oh, sis, what do you want? It's Saturday morning. Well, what's wrong with yours? Why don't you borrow another one or go on the train? Who's getting married? Well, who'd have thought that? Oh, God. Well, yes, no, I'm very happy for her, really. And for him. They're a nice couple. No, we can't let you use ours because I need to put things in it to take to the house at the weekend in the country. We're fixing things and I need the space in it. But look, why don't you ring our brother, Thomas? He's got the flu and I'm sure he won't be using his at all this weekend. Yeah, okay, you do that, and, well, get back to me if you need some more help.
Read item 9. Listen and respond. Second telephone call.
Hello? Speaking? Oh, no, please tell me he's okay. And how bad is it? Oh, dear, should I get his father to come along? Can I come right away? All right, okay, I'll be right there. Thanks for calling.
Read item 10. Listen and respond. Third telephone call.
Simon and Rogers, this is Patricia speaking. Bobby, I'm afraid there's no one here by that name.
Oh, Rob.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry. We know him as Rob, yes. I'm very busy at the moment. Okay, then, I'll drop everything and try and locate him. Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Listen again and check all your answers. Read item 8. Listen and respond. First telephone call.
Oh, morning. Oh, sis, what do you want? It's Saturday morning. Well, what's wrong with yours? Why don't you borrow another one or go on the train? Who's getting married? Well, who'd have thought that? Oh, God. Well, yes, no, I'm very happy for her, really. And for him. They're a nice couple. No, we can't let you use ours because I need to put things in it to take to the house at the weekend in the country. We're fixing things and I need the space in it. But look, why don't you ring our brother, Thomas? He's got the flu and I'm sure he won't be using his at all this weekend. Yeah, okay, you do that and, well, get back to me if you need some more help.
Read item 9. Listen and respond. Second telephone call.
Hello? Speaking? Oh no, please tell me he's okay. And how bad is it? Oh dear, should I get his father to come along? Can I come right away? All right, okay, I'll be right there. Thanks for calling.
Read item 10. Listen and respond. Third telephone call.
Simon and Rogers, this is Patricia speaking. Bobby, I'm afraid there's no one here by that name.
Oh, Rob.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry. We know him as Rob, yes. I'm very busy at the moment. Okay, then, I'll drop everything and try and locate him. Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Activity 4. Read items 11 to 15. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Oh, my back's really killing me today.
Oh, have you been to the doctor's?
Yes, well, he's given me some pills, and I don't like taking pills, to be honest with you, and it's not getting any better.
You should try acupuncture. I had a bad back a couple of years ago, and I went to the doctor, and he gave me some pills. And I took them for the first week, and nothing happened. I still had a really bad back. It was so painful, I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. So the following week, I went back to the doctor, and he gave me some more pills. So I took them for a week and nothing changed. I still had a really bad back. I was in so much pain, couldn't sleep again.
Yeah, it's
the following week, I saw a different doctor and she said, oh, try some acupuncture. So she did some acupuncture on me.
The doctor?
The GP. Mm-hmm. And that was on the Thursday. Friday morning, better.
Wow.
So I think you should try some acupuncture. She did say it depends on the person. So some people, it works better on some people than others.
And it works for certain ailments, doesn't it?
I think, I'm not quite sure how it works, but I know that it does work. So, I mean, I don't know if all alternative therapy works, but certainly I would advocate acupuncture.
I might give it a go then.
Well, it would be worth it if it does work and you've got nothing to lose.
No, exactly.
Listen again and check your answers.
Oh, my back's really killing me today.
Oh, have you been to the doctor's?
Yes, well, he's given me some pills, and I don't like taking pills, to be honest with you, and it's not getting any better.
You should try acupuncture. I had a bad back a couple of years ago, and I went to the doctor, and he gave me some pills. And I took them for the first week, and nothing happened. I still had a really bad back. It was so painful, I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. So the following week, I went back to the doctor, and he gave me some more pills. So I took them for a week, and nothing changed. I still had a really bad back. It's in so much pain, couldn't sleep again.
Yeah, it's
the following week, I saw a different doctor, and she said, oh, try some acupuncture. Mm. So she did some acupuncture on me.
The doctor?
The GP. Mm-hmm. And that was on the Thursday, Friday morning, better.
Wow.
So I think you should try some acupuncture. She did say it depends on the person. So some people, it works better on some people than others.
And it works for certain ailments, doesn't it?
I think, I'm not quite sure how it works, but I know that it does work. So, I mean, I don't know if all alternative therapy works, but certainly I would advocate acupuncture.
I might give it a go then.
Well, it would be worth it if it does work and you've got nothing to lose.
No, exactly.
You. Hopefully it won't be too difficult.
Activity 5. Listen and write down where each speaker, 16 to 20, is. 16.
Good afternoon, sir. Where are you flying to today?
I'm going to Budapest.
Budapest. Can I have your tickets and passport, please?
Sure. Is there a delay on the flight today?
No, we're leaving right on time. Would you like a window or an aisle seat?
Window.
Here you go. Have a nice flight.
Thanks.
Yes, I'm here to see the Picasso paintings. On which floor are they on?
I'm sorry, sir. Our Picasso exhibit is closed today.
Oh, when do you open?
Let me check that for you. We'll be open in 2 weeks' time.
In 2 weeks. Okay, thank you very much.
Hope to see you then.
So what are the results of my x-ray?
Well, I'm afraid, Miss Smith, that you fractured your leg and you're going to have it in plaster for about a month.
Oh, that's why it's been hurting so much.
Absolutely.
Right, everybody, turn to page 14 and let's begin with exercise A. So, miss, did you say page 40 or 14?
Page 14.
Okay.
Okay, we have 5 minutes before the movie starts. Do you want to go get some popcorn? Listen again and check your answers.
Good afternoon, sir. Where are you flying to today?
I'm going to Budapest.
Budapest. Can I have your tickets and passport, please?
Sure. Is there a delay on the flight today?
No, we're leaving right on time. Would you like a window or an aisle seat?
Window.
Here you go. Have a nice flight.
Thanks.
Yes, I'm here to see the Picasso paintings. On which floor are they on?
I'm sorry, sir. Our Picasso exhibit is closed today.
Oh, when do you open?
Let me check that for you. We'll be open in 2 weeks' time.
In 2 weeks. Okay, thank you very much.
Hope to see you then.
18.
So what are the results of my x-ray?
Well, I'm afraid, Miss Smith, that you fractured your leg and you're going to have it in plaster for about a month.
Oh, that's why it's been hurting so much.
Absolutely.
Right, everybody, turn to page 14 and let's begin with exercise A. So,
Miss, did you say page 40 or 14?
Page 14.
Okay.
Okay, we have 5 minutes before the movie starts. Do you want to go get some popcorn?
Activity 6. Read questions 21 to 25. Listen and answer the questions in the answers column.
Now, Mrs. Jones, let me take a look at your leg. Is the pain getting any better? Let me think. Where did I put them? I must have had them when I left the house because I remember locking the door.
23. I'm so glad we decided to get one. I know he's not very well trained yet. He does jump up on everybody who comes along, and the neighbors really don't enjoy the barking, but he's really part of the family.
24.
Well, my dad gave it to me for my birthday. It's really beautiful, but it's the wrong size. I can't get it on my finger.
25.
It's going to be a surprise. I've invited all his friends and I've organized food and everything. I can't wait to see his face when he sees everyone.
25.
Listen again and check your answers.
21.
Now, Mrs. Jones, let me take a look at your leg. Is the pain getting any better?
22.
Let me think. Where did I put them? I must have had them when I left the house because I remember locking the door.
23. I'm so glad we decided to get one. I know he's not very well trained yet. He does jump up on everybody who comes along, and the neighbors really don't enjoy the barking, but he's really part of the family.
24.
Well, my dad gave it to me for my birthday. It's really beautiful, but it's the wrong size. I can't get it on my finger.
25. 25.
It's going to be a surprise. I've invited all his friends and I've organized food and everything. I can't wait to see his face when he sees everyone.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.